Hello, everybody, and welcome to Goldbridge Saves Football Podcast on what is without dispute the biggest Premier League weekend of the season. Liverpool entertain Man City, and let's not forget, and we won't forget, it's also Villa against Spurs. We've got two massive combined 11s. We've also got an absolute belter in relation to this player wouldn't start for that player, that club. Think Haaland not starting for Liverpool. I've got two crackers. I've also got another cracker. It's Will.
Hey, lovely to see you, Mark. Yeah, already nervous of what rubbish you're going to spout about a player start for that one. It's a great weekend. I'm looking forward to it. It's business time.
It's Super Sunday.
Yes, it is an absolute Super Sunday. It's business time. It's ready to go. Put your cards on the table. If you're going to compete, now's the time.
You could argue it's Sexist Sunday because, you know, I hate sexism, as we all do.
Yes.
But it's Mother's Day.
Oh,
and whoever's done these fixtures has done up their mother like a kipper. It's disgusting. But 9 months she carried you. She's forced a melon out the size of a bloody walnut and morning sickness. And you've gone and put Villa Spurs and Liverpool Man City. You can't get away with it. You can't even go, let's have an early lunch, because you're like, what, they're kicking off at one. Villa and Spurs are at one. You can't have a late lunch because it's R4 Spurs for Liverpool City.
A nice tea.
Take them out on Saturday night.
No, I think
you're women, I'm with you. Come on, this has gone somewhere. Anyway, look, it's a Super Sunday, but let's hear one for the mothers. We've all got one.
Yeah. Respect to my mother and respect to your mother. Is she still with us?
Yeah.
Good.
We don't talk anymore. No, no joke. Look, I respect it anyway. Look, I can imagine that. You've been out, you've had 10 pints. I wish. You've had a massive curry, too much naan bread. You know what that feels to be full. They do it for like 9 months.
Yeah. Brilliant. I mean, that wasn't on the running order.
But we've got to respect.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. To all
because
the women
the Premier
in the
League ain't respecting you.
No.
They've done you dirty.
No.
Anyway, let's go. Let's go. We're going to talk Super Sunday. We're going to talk Man City's trip to Liverpool. We've got a bit of a combined 11. I don't mind doing any of that because I actually think the Villa Spurs combined 11 is the best one I've ever done.
But you pitched it in the production meeting that we have regularly, and I was a bit apprehensive.
It's brilliant.
But when you start going through it, there's very debatable decisions. I've got a Football Manager save with Spurs at the moment, and I'm really sort of dialed into the Tottenham 11, and we'll be fighting their corner, especially against the Villa 11.
Before we do all that, let's talk about the game itself. Liverpool sit top of the league. Man City, I think, are a point behind them. Yeah. Arsenal are 2 points behind Liverpool and a point behind Man City. By this time, Arsenal will probably be top, home to Brentford on Saturday night. But they'll be sitting watching this, probably wanting a draw.
Yeah, I think the best thing is, I think with Liverpool's injuries, we said, I'm throwing all my attention in terms of taking points off Man City to that Arsenal game, because the form Arsenal are in, the way they're playing, I think they can really get something against Man City. So if we can get a draw here, I think that's the best result for Premier League. I sit here as a neutral. I don't want Man City winning it. I want Arsenal or Liverpool winning it. So we just want that draw. I think there's one or two Liverpool get back. I don't particularly know who, but if they can just strengthen a little bit more, hopefully they can take points off City.
I sit here as a hater. You know, it's like choosing between a shit sandwich or being shit all over your face by a stranger, and
quite different things.
Yeah, they're still shit, and I'd say Man City's the shit sandwich. And I'd say the other thing, although some people like that,
it's a human shit sandwich or a dog shit sandwich. What would you rather eat?
God, it makes me feel sick. But that's I'd take a draw at the weekend. And I think in relation to the game itself, I've got a funny feeling that Man City just go into it with more rhythm. It's going to be really interesting how Liverpool approach it. I never thought I'd say these words. It'd be horrible if Man City won it, because it would just give them that momentum for that game against Arsenal. And if they beat Liverpool and Arsenal, they're going to win the league. And they're more than capable of doing that. I think from Liverpool's point of view, they're just not as strong as they need to be for this game. So they're going to have to draw up on all their resources and all the crowd. And you know what? When Man City's bus normally turns up at the Etihad, it's true. There's an announcer going, it's Pep Guardiola. Well, Liverpool fans, you know what you do when the away team bus turns up. Don't do anything illegal, but, you know, make it intimidating.
Yeah, get the flares out, get round them. I think, I'm just wondering if Liverpool almost take a Manchester United approach where you know, apart from the Haaland chance in that first half, Man United did well against Man City. They've got a weaker side. Tactically, do they look to do that, knowing, like we've seen in the Carabao Cup final, that they can probably take it longer than United did at City. Mm. They can go longer with those legs and just not play for the draw.
It's a good result, a draw for them, though, because yeah, they've got, I think they have got the easier run in. We'll look at that in future weeks because we've still got a lot to go. But I was looking at it the other day. I think Liverpool have probably got the easier run in, and they've just got to avoid defeat.
Did you see that? You know, I was speaking about how big March is, that Tottenham will basically have the decider of the title race because they play Arsenal, Man City and Liverpool in April.
Yeah, in a row.
In a row.
And they won't lose all three.
No chance. So there's points to be taken. I think the most exciting thing as we sit here now, there's so many twists and turns to happen that we don't even know about, because there's no way Manchester City aren't going to do what they've done in the last couple of years. So I think that's my belief, and I just want people to believe it.
What we don't want to see is any big VAR decision. In fact, if there's going to be any big VAR decisions, Howard, you need to be doing it against Man City, because Liverpool and Arsenal have already had the big ones against them. So if you're thinking about a dodgy offside or a penalty, it's got to go to Liverpool, I'm afraid.
Are you going to sit down and watch the Manchester City treble documentary coming out on Netflix?
I would rather watch my grandparents go at it.
Yes.
And they're dead.
Right. And not what you're into.
Not what I'm into.
Okay. So I'll put that on the maybe list for you.
No. Oh, I why would I want to watch Man City win a treble?
Well, just seeing a successful team do
it. Well, you're cheating yourself.
No. You could compare it to...
They might have got it all by cheating. Get all your trophies, put them in a bag, because you're going to buy cheating.
What?
Potentially.
We know that the draw is probably the best result, but like if Liverpool can get that 3 points, and we come in here Monday, bloody hell. I won't be celebrating, but I'll be...
Well, I won't be celebrating.
I'll be chuffed.
I think the best result for me is a draw. And then Arsenal win, and then it's all nice and tight. That's what I want. But I'm actually going to put my neck on the line here, and I think Man City are going to win.
I'm going to put my neck on the line and say Liverpool are going to win.
Great.
The games at Anfield as a...
I'm asking myself a question.
Go on.
I'm doing your job. Yeah, don't need you. Who would you rather win if one of them has to win, Mark, Man City or Liverpool? I don't know why I've asked myself this question, yeah, because it's a really uncomfortable one.
It would be Liverpool, surely.
I can't.
Liverpool. Don't lie to yourself.
I can't. I think I'd rather...
You like Klopp. Manchester City are in this dominance.
But it's Liverpool.
I know it's Liverpool.
I've got to go Man City.
You're bollocks.
But I respect the rivalry. I don't respect Man City. So I'd rather they win. And then they get the 1-1-5 and it gets taken off them anyway.
Okay, yeah, good working out there. Do you want to do the combined 11? Because I think it changes across the season when we go into these things because of form, the obviously different things bring into it, I think.
I think there's some interesting individual battles within this because I did a combined Arsenal-Man City-Liverpool 11 on TalkSport this week, and they had an issue because I didn't put a certain Kyle Walker in there. So for me, Alisson would be goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Trent would be right back.
Kyle Walker would be right back for me.
I disagree.
Because I'll bring Trent into the midfield.
No, well, Kyle Walker's overrated.
No, he's not overrated.
He's made so many mistakes this season. You think about the Newcastle game.
Yeah, but we're not just bringing it on this season.
He makes so many mistakes.
No.
He's so reliant on his pace, yeah, it's made him arrogant. He's like Superman.
Yeah, but then
we've only got 5 minutes to get to the pub. Don't worry, I'm flying. That's what he is. He's using his special skill,
right?
And it's made him arrogant.
If you were doing your England back four now, who would you put right back?
I would probably put Kyle Walker there.
Yeah, well, so you answered your own question.
But no, that's because Trent's playing in the midfield. If he's not playing in the midfield,
I just said that.
Yeah, but I'm not putting him in the midfield.
Well, bollocks!
You can't put Trent Alexander-Arnold in a combined midfield that's got Bernardo Silva, De Bruyne, Rodri, McAllister, Szoboszlai. No, he's not playing in that.
I'll do what I want, mate.
Well, I'm pulling rank. Well, Trent's playing at right back.
Keep pulling your rank all you want.
Centre backs, who would you go with?
Van Dijk. Toss up between Diaz, Stones. I know which way you're going to go, so I'll throw Diaz's name in there. But
he's overrated.
Obviously, a lot of people, Brexit, England, me. That's what I worry about with this England team. Sorry, just to derail it a sec, is... Did you see Alan Shearer's proposed England front six?
No.
It was, let me get this right. So it was...
He'll be watching, don't worry.
Yeah, he loves this show. Always loves this show. Ollie Watkins up front.
Mm.
Saka, Foden on the wings.
Not Kane as a 10.
Bellingham, Rice, Kane as a 10.
Oh, and this is what I'm talking about. Why are people consuming ex-player shit?
No, but like, we all have bad taste. I like Shearer.
I like Shearer, but that's horrific.
I just dropped a bollock because that's really blown me away.
What?
That take.
I don't even know. I don't even believe you that's true.
That's true. Honestly, genuinely true. That was on The Athletic. He was saying because of Watkins' form, but I thought you'd sort of maybe push one of them out to the wing and bring Foden back.
You know where I think he's half right and what he's trying to do? I think he's accommodating Kane because I think what he's doing and where he's probably right is you put Watkins up front, he's a striker who's going to do all the hard work and be in and around the box, whereas Harry Kane loves to drop in.
Yeah.
So actually, if you've got Watkins up front and all that attack talent round him, you might actually be a better team. Because if Harry Kane wants to drop into the number 10 position, he's ruining it for the number 10. But you've got to start Kane.
So Shearer's right.
No, he's wrong. You'd play Kane up front.
Anyway, but back to this 11, I will go Stones. Left back, Robertson.
Yeah.
Midfield.
Rodri.
Trent's in there then. Rodri, Trent.
No, Trent's at right back. Because there's not two of him. Rodri and De Bruyne and...
Bernardo.
You could go Bernardo Silva, but to be honest with you, I think it's harsh to leave out Alexi McAllister this season.
If we're doing it on this season,
Alexis McAllister.
Yeah, you don't want to get pulled up on that again.
Yeah.
No, the moments as well. Like his general form's been fantastic as well, but he keeps as we get further into the season. Like you think of that Forest, but like the way he put that cross in under the pressure, I just think he's going to be a phenomenal player.
But I probably would go Bernardo Silva, De Bruyne and Rodri because the balance, you don't need Rodri and McAllister,
yeah, but
do you?
Why, when people do these things, just have a bit of fun.
Yeah,
I let your hair down.
I want to put McAllister in, but I do understand the balance argument. Right, Salah on the right.
Yeah.
Haaland up front.
Foden on the left. Yeah, shake your hand on that. Manager? Yeah.
Klopp.
Yeah. We all like Klopp.
You know, actually, this is true. I did a poll on That's Football the other night, yeah. And Klopp or Pep, 61% went Klopp.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just his nature, isn't it? Like, me and you, like, obviously you've got your different grievances, but I would rather play for Klopp. And I don't know if that's just more of a...
You know what? Even personality-wise, I think Pep sometimes lets it slip.
Yeah.
I think he's an obsessive, arrogant man.
Like the journalism thing the other
week. Yeah, you're nothing wrong with that. You've got every right to be arrogant. You're probably the greatest manager that's ever ever managed in the Premier League, technically. You're not, but he obviously believes it. But I'd rather go for a pint with Klopp.
Someone in the Spotify audience did a good question I was going to ask later, but I'll bring it up now. Is which version of Pep do you like? Pep Bayern, Pep Barca, Pep City, in order?
I'm really not that interested enough.
Yeah?
Okay. Well, you answer it.
I'd go, my favourite is Pep Barca.
Yeah.
Then I'd go Pep Bayern, then Pep City.
There you go.
Pep City sounds like a nice drink.
Gradually, or a lager.
Actual score prediction for the weekend, sorry, just on the last bit of there.
2-0 City.
I'll go 2-1 Liverpool.
Oh, yeah.
I feel that the Anfield crowd will wrap them up. Another big game that's happening further down the table.
I've got one, actually. Hey. I've got one here.
Hey.
This is my first hot take.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Hot shit.
John Stones would start in the midfield for Liverpool. Would start in the midfield for Liverpool. I'll tell you for why. Because not just because Liverpool have got injuries at the moment, but because John Stones, actually, the way he plays the game, the way he reads the game, how good he is on the ball, I think as a midfielder, he would start for most teams in the Premier League. And he's basically starting there for Man City in a different guise. But even with Liverpool's complete midfield fit, John Stones walks into that midfield. It's controversial, I believe it, simply because I think he's that good of a midfielder and he's got the absolute lot. He's not going to play where De Bruyne is playing. He didn't even play for Liverpool. He's not going to play where Szoboszlai is playing. But I think in that sort of next to McAllister role, or even in that McAllister role, I think he's that good in that position.
You were also saying, Mark, that you think Trent Alexander-Arnold's the replacement for Kevin De Bruyne going forward.
No, I didn't.
Sorry, it's just a thought I had, but I wanted to send it across to you.
Yeah, you put that out there and see what happens.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think that's true?
No.
Okay. Score prediction.
Do you agree with me on that? Stones to start for Liverpool?
I think so this season, especially that more like defensive position. Like Endo in that Carabao Cup game was absolutely fantastic, wasn't he? So
yeah.
I think there's definitely signs. Obviously, he's a bit older. That was one of the midfield positions that they didn't, you know, they were looking at Lavia. They lost him, Caicedo, they lost that to him. And Endo was last minute. So,
but Stones is sort of like, if you ignore the fact that he's a centre back,
yeah,
he's got all the traits to be really good. If John Stones was like 21,
it's like a Declan
Rice, and he'd been bought from Everton as a holding midfielder, you'd believe it, wouldn't you? It's only the whole, oh, he's a centre back, actually, when you think about it.
And very lucky that we have him from England.
Mm,
do you want to move on to Aston Villa versus Tottenham at the weekend?
Yeah, well, I think this is an absolutely massive game. Obviously, Villa will have played Thursday night football. Spurs aren't. That could be advantageous. But I just think it being at Villa, Villa obviously very strong at the moment. Spurs, there'll be question marks. Both of them play a high line. In a way, low key, this is the better game of football in the sense that they're so hard to separate, which we'll see with the combined 11. I don't know which way this goes. And as a United fan, I still harbour hopes that, and we'll obviously talk about it, could be Ten Hag's last game anyway, so it won't matter. But I think it's hard to divide these two teams. And I'd just go on home form that Villa get it done.
Well, I think the thing for Spurs is, though, that home form has been dented recently, hasn't it? So there's hope there, obviously turning it around against Crystal Palace, getting the injuries back, getting the players back from the international tournament. They're looking a lot stronger. But there is that element of Jekyll and Hyde with them where, like, you know, even going 1-0 down to Palace, yes, they got it back. But sometimes these results just come out when they lost to Wolves and you think they're on a bit of a run. I do think Villa will win it, sadly. But Spurs are 5 points behind, aren't they? So they need to get a draw or better here to keep that Champions League alive.
I think if Spurs get top four or Villa get top four, and I know you could get Champions League football by finishing fifth, but it's a bit jammy.
Yeah.
Fourth place is the Champions League. We know that. And fourth is higher than fifth. So if Villa get fourth or Spurs get fourth, I genuinely think there has to be a conversation for Ange or Emery to be manager of the year. It would be hard because if Arsenal win it, it's got to be Arteta. And if Liverpool win it, the sentimentality of Klopp will get it. If Pep wins it, everybody predicted that. So I think we need to have this conversation because I've already said I think that the player of the year will be a Man City player because journalists and players will be lazy. And I don't think a Man City player is player of the year, by the way. We can talk about that in future weeks. But I genuinely do think, Will, that Ange or Emery, if they get fourth place, should win manager of the year.
I think even more so with Ange because of expectation.
Well, enormity, yeah.
I'm not saying that Emery is predicted to get Champions League football, but because of his, you know, over-indexing last year of getting the...
The hint was there, I suppose.
Yeah, the Europa League. Like, they've moved up a few more. Big Ange, I think people had him in around 9th, 10th.
Yeah.
Give him a free year, it was a free pass. Losing literally their best player and captain. And they've gone on to new and different things, and I think it'd be a fantastic achievement. And that's not just because I'm a big Ange sympathiser.
Still won't let you go and wash his car.
One day I think I'll get to wash his car.
I didn't even have them in the top eight. I don't care. People, you can clip it all you like. I just love the attention. But the point I'm making is that I use that as a compliment. I didn't think Spurs would get top eight because I found it...
Spurs fans wouldn't either, would they?
But that's what I mean. It wasn't because I don't like Spurs. Yeah. I think it's great what they've done. It was just impossible to predict. So I just said, I can't see them getting top eight.
Yeah. Mark, if it's all right for you, I'd like to hear from our halftime sponsors. One of the chats we were having just off air as well was a combined 11, because when you actually break it down, it is quite a tricky
mistress. Fasten your seatbelts.
Yeah.
In fact, do fasten your seatbelts. I know a lot of you drive while listening to this, and I don't know why you're not wearing a seatbelt.
You should always wear a seatbelt.
Always.
Even at 20 miles an hour, there's a risk to life.
I wouldn't even be here.
Why?
Oh, no, actually, that's the other way around, and I can't tell that story.
Okay. For another day? How many points could you tell that story after?
I think it's a dangerous story to tell because it's about wearing a seatbelt. And basically, if the person had been wearing a seatbelt, apparently they would have died.
Right. Well, all right. Well, we'll save
it for the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting story.
The Patreon page.
I need to fact check it a little bit as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it could be a myth.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Combined 11.
Yay!
Aston Villa Spurs, goalkeeper.
It's a great one, Vicario or Martinez. It's going to be like this all the way through, so we've got a fast ticket. I'm going to go Martinez.
I'm going to go Martinez. Right back, I'm going Pedro Porro.
Yeah, just. I do think Matty Cash is good, but I think Porro this season has been remarkable. Yes. Centre-back pairing?
Pau Torres, Romero.
See, I'd go Van de Ven and Torres.
Torres has been injury hit, and then Conte has had a very good season as well.
Romero's really good, but there's just something brutish about him that makes me panic, whereas I think Van de Ven and Torres are actual footballers.
Left back, Luca Dean, Moreno, Ndogi.
You like Ndogi, don't you?
I like it.
I think I would go Ndogi, yeah.
Midfield now, Bentancur I nearly said Turan, but that's because I signed him on Football Manager, so yeah, getting that inbuilt into my head.
Yeah, you've got Bentancur, a fantastic player. You've got Bissouma, you've got Diaz, you've got McGinn. Luiz, yeah. I think Douglas Luiz has got to be there because he's got that free kick ability as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, but then when are you getting Maddison in?
Well, I think you'd go with a midfield three of
Bentancur,
Luiz, Bissouma and Maddison. But you're going to go different. And look, Jacob Ramsey, Tielemans, McGinn.
I think I'd have to go this season, and I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm actually going to go Luiz, McGinn, Maddison.
I've got no problem with whatever anybody does in that midfield, because I actually really like Ramsey as well. I know he hasn't played as much, but I think he's a great talent. Tielemans I wouldn't put in. Saar's done very well for them. I really like Bentancur as well. Kamara before his injury, but I'm going to go Bissouma and... who did I go? Bissouma, Maddison and Luiz. Up front, Ollie Watkins, easy.
Ollie Watkins, Son, Kulusevski.
Yeah, because, well, Bailey.
Bailey, yeah, on off form. The right, on think, form, you'd probably have to go...
I think it's tough between Kulusevski and Bailey.
Yeah, and Son.
I'm a big fan of Kulusevski, but I think Bailey's been amazing this season.
All right, I'll give it on form. I'll go Bailey, Watkins, Son.
Yeah.
But Kulusevski's been really good.
This is what I mean. I think that's the best combined ever. If you want to play a game with yourself this weekend, get off porn. It'll make, you know, it's not good for you.
Yeah.
And although scientifically it is.
Is it?
I don't know. It's endorphins.
Yeah, but it's like, that's like drugs.
I got told when I was growing up that it was a sin.
Probably is a sin.
It probably is in the Bible, but so is a lot of things that are not.
Chocolate's a sin, isn't
it? I don't think it's a sin enjoying yourself. As long as everybody else is enjoying themselves.
Yeah. Don't, do what you want.
Keep it to yourself. Lock the door.
Yeah. Let us know in your Spotify comments.
Anyway.
Favourite category.
I think if you want to play a game this weekend, it will take you anywhere between 2 and 10 minutes. I'm still not talking about that. Villa, Spurs, combined 11. It's probably the best. You know, I think combined 11s, as we said before, can be a little bit, you know, lazy. But that is a cracker, that is. And I think that reflects the game. And I'm going to go with that Villa win.
Speaking of lazy combined 11s, obviously it's time for our West Ham and Burnley combined 11.
I'm out.
We're looking forward to it. No,
let's talk Ten Hag, because this is a big game for Manchester United against Everton. And I think that there is a lot going on around Ten Hag. Like every time you go on social media, there's a journalist or a Twitter account trying to get the inside scoop.
Someone taking pictures of him getting his hair cut earlier.
I know.
I was like, that's not a surprise. He's bold. So we all know what he's having done there.
As I was told on Monday, I said it on United Stand, I've been told from a good source that he's got three games to turn it around. And those three games are Everton at home, Liverpool at home and Brentford away. Now that sounds harsh, but yeah. I think when you look at it, if he loses to Everton and doesn't beat Brentford, season's over. Which case, I don't think they're not saying they're going to sack him after Brentford, but I think the decision will have been made because you've got to look at other managers, haven't you?
I just think with someone like Sir Jim and Dave Beresford, they've made the decision now. I don't think the next three games matter at all. Like
Well, that's what Scholes said.
They are calculated. I'm not saying it's all science based, but they will have made their decision already. In my mind,
I hope it's not to get rid of him because I think it's such a bad decision.
Yes, but...
You're letting the players off the hook. You're letting the structure off the hook. You're basically going, we're new and we want our own guy. And I understand that, but, you know, Sir Jim Ratcliffe's meant to be a lifelong Man United fan. 70% of the fan base, even after the bad results, want to keep Ten Hag. So you're telling me Sir Jim Ratcliffe, the lifelong Man United fan, is in the minority, let's get a new manager.
He's taking I think it will just be a business decision with him. And I think it's different in the manager's past because everything has stayed under the Glazers before. Whereas now you're making a decision under new ownership that hopefully is going to be there for 10, 15 years.
The trouble is there's no candidate that's like, oh, I understand that. You know, if I took over Man United and Klopp was available, I'd go, yeah, do it.
Yeah.
But you go in, let's get rid of a guy that might be the guy to bring in another guy who's a massive risk.
I think it'll be a really left field decision as well, whoever comes in.
Potter,
Southgate, De Zerbi.
If they do that, I'm done.
I don't think you're done. I think you'd be angry.
I will be.
Wayne Rooney.
Imagine if they did bring Potter in though and then United won the treble. You'd be conflicted.
You don't know what you don't know.
I don't mind that. I'm a glory. You know, I like the glory.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I'd say I told you Potter was the guy.
Also, with this game being at 12:30, it just adds that extra...
Well, it ruins your weekend.
It ruins your weekend, doesn't it?
Or
if it goes
you
wrong.
Get it out of the way and you go, I can enjoy Super Sunday now.
Get your bingo cards out because Wayne Rooney will be in the TNT studio for his Birmingham City post-PR tour again. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
How many? Let's play a game. How many times will he say, I think, I do it a bit, to be fair. I just did it.
And that was natural.
And that was natural. If Rasmus Højlund plays, Man United win.
Is he going to be back?
Apparently.
Have you put him in your garbage?
Well, I might have a inside it.
Well, yeah, DM him. Get him FaceTime now.
You can put him in yours if you want, because you're behind.
I'm not.
If you want to use the information, Højlund.
Well, you've not given me information. You've just been really cryptic. No, but I think
if they start, they'll win.
Yeah, Everton looked good for about 70 minutes against West Ham.
It just
all went to tits.
It's a tough game. If Man United win at the weekend, I bet it'll be a fucking draw. Halfway house.
Yeah,
Ten Hag outers are happy. Ten Hag inners are saying, "Oh, it's not a bad result."
Great TV fixtures this week because you've got your lunchtime fixtures sorted. You've got your Super Sunday, and then Monday night football is
Chelsea Newcastle.
Yes, be a great game that.
The Battle of the Midriff, which I have every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Will I have a Subway or will I have a salad?
Yeah. Salads are just... I mean, we're big soup eaters in this place.
You need something really filling. I had...
I don't know if you do, actually.
I had Greek yogurt with a slice of toast the other day, separate.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't want to eat until 1 o'clock and I had it at 8 o'clock. I was like, what is this wizardry? Because normally, if I have a bowl of porridge or whatever, I'm starving by 11 o'clock.
Really? On porridge?
Yeah.
I did porridge when I came down Monday morning, didn't eat till 7.
It's great when you eat a breakfast that keeps you full till like 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Americans do it best when you have a big platter and then you just...
Well, you know what? They reckon like ham, eggs, stuff like that for breakfast is really good. Yeah. Get in the comments with your... I'm interested in this sort of stuff. What breakfast do you eat that keeps you fuller for longer?
Porridge for me and then a good... I really want to get into pancakes.
Yeah.
And omelettes.
Depends what's in them.
Also, it's just having the time in the
I do like a good omelette. Anyway, there's been a few spilt eggs, scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
For Newcastle and Chelsea this. Although Newcastle, if they were to win this game, could conceivably still get into the race for sixth. I don't think they're going to get in the fifth. I don't think United are going to get in the race for fifth or fourth. So they're not that far off United. Is this at Chelsea or is this at Newcastle?
It's at Newcastle. No, it's at Chelsea.
Oh, I tell you what.
Hang on, I've forgotten.
I think it must be at Chelsea. I think it's a tough one to call. I'm going to go a draw.
I think Newcastle will carry on. I think once they get into that rhythm of like Eddie Howe, I was worried about that Wolves game and they dealt with that really well and I think we'll go on. Bruno Guimarães?
I've got another hot take.
Oh, you're joking.
Bruno Guimarães does not start for Chelsea. They're going to go mad. I can hear him now from Newcastle. What's that roar? But I'll tell you why.
Fucking hell, Mark.
What was that?
Well, Geordie.
That's not, I don't know what that was. Anyway, sorry to the Geordies and whatever accent that was. Way aye, man. Spooky. That's how you do it.
Fucking hell, Mark.
That's not very good. That's not very good. We'll cut it. But no, Bruno Guimarães does not start for Chelsea. I think he's a fantastic player. But he doesn't start for Chelsea because you've got Enzo Fernandez for 100 million, you've got Casido for 100 million, and you've got Conor Gallagher who's their best player. He wouldn't start for Chelsea. Now, people will go, well, he would because he's better than those, but get in the real world. He wouldn't start for them because they've got their midfield three, and actually, it's probably the best part about their team. So Bruno Guimarães, in my opinion, doesn't start for Chelsea.
Well, I think you're wrong, Mark. You're Pratt.
Why?
Because he's a friend of the channel, so he gets extra points for
that. I'd sign him for United tomorrow.
I think he's an absolute Rolls Royce to get into your cliches there. I think he's absolutely brilliant. I think he was linked away with the move in this going for
PSG January. One.
Yeah, obviously with the FFPP. I think they build the team around him. I think at Chelsea, they do the same thing as well.
I think you need to get into reality, Will.
I am in reality, mate. I'm here. I'm ready to go.
You're telling me they're going to bench £200 million worth of midfielders?
Mate, they're in absolute disarray. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know they're left from their right.
He'd have to play in the Casido or Enzo role.
Yeah.
Who are you dropping?
Casido.
You just got fired.
No, you got fired, mate.
You're in the office. We've spent £100 million on this player. Are you trying to make us look idiots?
Someone needs firing and it's not me at Chelsea because that's an absolute shitstorm.
To be fair, if they were all played for the same national team... I probably would pick Bruno Guimarães, but in the Chelsea politics, you can't pick him.
Yeah. Any other fixtures that you're looking at from the weekend? Arsenal got Brentford in the title race, should win that one. But yeah, well, I think we've covered all the big ones, haven't we?
Yeah. Well, look, it might already be over. Some people are on the pitch. They think it's all over. It's time for Goldbridge.
No, it's not. Sorry.
It's not time for
Garbage. No, I've got some other ones from the audience, actually, and some other bits I just wanted to get into.
Yeah, we love the audience participation, yeah, so do, keep your comments in.
Yeah, exactly. It's your favourite part of the show, actually.
It actually is. I was excited about Goldbridge, and then I heard about this, and I was like, oh my God, this is actually even better.
Christopher Milner writes in, age 4. No, I don't know how old he is. It'd be weird if he was 4.
There was actually a comment in there the other day going that Will really makes this show go to another level.
And, do you know who the author was?
Mark.
Yeah, was it you?
No.
Oh, right.
It's obviously you, but trying to go with the furthest name away from Will.
Oh, I genuinely thought, I thought it was you.
No.
It's nice to get those sort
of... Just shows you can share a name with an idiot.
It's nice to get those remarks sometimes from your boss. Start, bench, shell.
Probably genuine then, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I should hope so.
If
it was from you, it'd be genuine. And if it's from another mark,
it's
genuine.
If it was from me, I'd be taking a piss, trying to give you a boost.
Well, I don't need a boost, mate.
A glow up.
Start, bench, shell. Tony Watkins, Hoyland. From Christopher Milner.
Start, bench, sell, Tony Watkins, Hoyland. Sell, Tony, bench, Watkins, start, Hoyland.
No.
Yeah.
Incorrect. That's the wrong answer.
I'm always going to do that.
Start.
What would you do then?
Start, Watkins, bench, Hoyland, sell, Tony.
Yeah, well, I'm just going with favouritism, aren't I? So everyone
knows
that.
That's football. Get your red blinkers off.
Yeah, well, still, I can't change who I am.
Celebrity Big Brother started this week. Which reality show out of all of them would you most like to go on?
Well, in the comments, let us know which show you'd like me to go on, because I tell you for free, it would be Box Office, because I get homesick.
Do you? Oh,
yeah,
that's really cute.
I genuinely get home. I don't know why I get it. Like, even when I go away with the people I care about and no one's in the house, I still get homesick. I always have. So I would really struggle.
Get him to the jungle.
I'd be really struggling. And that's on the other side of the world.
Yeah, exactly. Make him suffer.
I'd really struggle with it, which would make really good content, because I wouldn't. I'm not one of those people.
You'd be all right for 2 days.
I can't grin and bear it.
So busy as well.
That I need to be kept busy. I'd need alcohol, which you can't have these days.
No. So we're sending you off to Australia.
Yeah. That would be the biggest content one, because I'd just be a bloody nightmare.
Do you think it would end you?
Psychologically, I think I could be talking to the tree.
Farage?
Yeah. Yeah. What was that one who was on Celebrity Big Brother? Was it Chegwin or Dennis? It was Chegwin, wasn't it?
Oh, I always get confused.
Or Galloway, when he was the cat.
Oh, would you like me to be the cat? Me and you could do that. Maybe we could recreate that going forward.
You know, the worst thing is as well, when I'm in a bad mood and I'm with people who are twats. So if you put me on Celebrity Big Brother and you've got like Ainsley Arriott there or bloody Lily Allen or someone like that, I'd just be like, I'd get cancelled.
Would you mean?
You're an effing...
See. But when Ian Wright was on I'm a Celebrity, everyone was like, oh, he's going to win it. And he was just like, I just turn into a twat if I haven't got food. He was just like, I get really hangry. And it's true though, isn't it? Like, if I ain't got sleep or food, it really brings out the truth in you.
God, yeah.
One of the final things we wanted to mention as well, we are recording our podcast in the Goldbridge Arms, which is actually located at Solihull Moors FC.
Yeah.
We're going to be starting a partnership with them. Very exciting.
Big win.
A big win last night against Gateshead. Travelled all the way up north, came back with the 3 points. But their next home game's on the 12th of March. Boreham Wood on a Tuesday. We're going to start doing stuff with them, which we'll announce in due course. But if you're in the Midlands area, if you're in the area, get yourself down to Solihull Moors. Fantastic stuff in the National League. It's not all about Wrexham anymore. It's about Solihull Moors.
Oh, so they could be going to Wembley twice. They're in the playoffs and they're still in the FA Trophy.
Yeah.
So if we might get a trip out of that.
Exactly. So if you've got a chance, get down to Moors and you might.
It's always nice to have another club, and Moors is a good club to have.
Well, it's inoffensive, isn't it?
Yeah. And we might do a few meet and greets here. Yeah. Get it packed out at the end of the season.
I thought of a song for them.
Go on.
Moors, Moors, Moors. How do you like us? Nobody likes us. How do you like us?
Too quick and sounds like an advert for furniture.
Why is that too quick?
Football fans.
Moors, Moors, Moors.
You've got to think of the old folk who've been smoking all their life, or you know, they can't sing that quick. It's got to be something really slow, like Robin Van Persie. It's slow and purposeful. You can't go Moors, Moors, Moors. Nobody likes us. Nobody likes us. It's not fucking an audition for X Factor.
Moors, Moors, Moors. Tell you what you want more of, though. It's time for Goldbridge.
Yes, good interjection there. And they think it's all over, Will.
It probably is
score?
Now,
what,
yeah.
I mean, I tried last week to do it. I riffed. I basically just grabbed my phone, which I'm going to do again, and just went, yeah. How many did I get?
So,
4 out of 5?
Yeah, you literally had your best week in terms of actual picking individuals. And you didn't even try. So I'm going to take on that. Going into last week, you picked Anthony Gordon, Son, Mooney's, Rashford and Dubravka got a clean sheet, so you scored 5.
The Rashford one was inspiring.
Yeah,
that's up with Mateta on the week before.
Yeah, that was brilliant. I had Foden, who obviously scored 2, and Raya. So the score now...
Very obvious, yeah.
Is 48-39.
Oh my...
But... I will go into it when we've got a bit more time. There is a steward's inquiry.
But you're not going to get 9 points back.
I tell you what, there's someone that listens to this podcast that's gone back and...
Oh, I'm glad somebody does.
Yes. Yeah. One person has found out that I may have done some bad admin errors, but we'll get into that another week.
Yeah, probably more points for me.
No, it's not. And we've also got the forfeit, which I'm hoping by next week we'll be able to announce.
Everyone's going to want me to lose.
Yeah, I think you still will. I've got hope.
Oh, God. If I blow this, you may as well call me a Geordie. I'm thinking about the 12 points that they blew to Man United in 96.
Quite niche, that, even though I was a bit...
Yeah, I'll love it if we beat them.
Yeah, that's better. You go first, then.
Okay, I mean, I'm really going to riff here. I'm going to go with... I'm really trying to help you out. Okay.
Shut up.
I'm going to go with... let's start with Man United against Everton. Obviously, I can't go for an Everton player, so I'm just going to go Garnacho. Okay. Scored in the first game with a wonderful overhead kick.
Yeah.
Hence why I'm wearing this today. Nice. That you haven't even noticed.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to go Garnacho.
Lovely stuff. I'm going to go for Jordan Ayew to score against Luton Town.
I hope you're doing it chronologically because it messes with my head when you don't get down, probably.
Yeah, because I'm not picking anyone from Bournemouth or Sheffield United.
Ayew for Crystal Palace against Luton. Okay, I'm going to go to the Wolves game, and he's not. I don't even know if he's fit. He's not. Since the Asian Cup, he's not really done anything. So I'm going to go.
He's injured.
Is he? Huang Yuchan's injured.
Yeah.
Okay, I won't go with him. I'm going to go for. Well, that's changed it. Oh God, I want to pick someone from Wolves against Fulham. Who plays up front? Who plays?
Yeah, you have Pedro Neto.
He doesn't score. Who plays up front for Wolves?
Sabaria.
Okay, I'll just go Neto. We're trying to help you in, aren't we?
I'm going to go to Arsenal Brentford.
He'll score a hat-trick now.
And I'm that was the thing. When you were doing the watch along Sheffield United Arsenal, I managed to start tuning in from 3-0. I was like, oh, brilliant. Saka's going to have one here. Didn't score. Half time, he gets taken off.
I
was apoplectic.
I know.
So I'm going to go to that game and I'm going to go for Martin Odegaard.
Good one. Martinelli's injured. He's normally a staple fit, but I'm going to go to Aston Villa against Spurs. I'm not going to do Ollie Watkins. It's way too obvious. So I'm going to go with... I'm going to go Bailey to score in that one.
Okay, I had Bailey last week, so I'm going to go for Ollie Watkins this week.
You need to.
Why didn't I go for Ollie Watkins last week? It's fucking mental.
I know.
Literally against Luton.
He'll score this weekend. He will score. Right, Brighton against Forest. I think he's fit. I'm going to go with him, Pedro.
Evan Ferguson missed a sitter against Fulham the other day.
Yeah, I think Brighton are due some goals, so I'll go Pedro.
Okay, I'm going to go to West Ham United versus Burnley, and I'm going to go for Jared Bowen.
Yeah, interesting.
I'm just going for you. I know people can start, but I'm going for the staples this week.
Lovely stuff. You need the points. I'm going to go to... I'll go Liverpool, Man City.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Salah.
Mo Salah. Will he be back?
Well, this is it. I'm trying to help you out. That's my fifth choice, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a double game week. Bournemouth are playing Luton on Wednesday.
You've got to sort your fantasy team out. Manchester City, I'm going for... I'll go for Kevin De Bruyne.
Okay, goalkeeper clean sheet. I'm going to go for the Crystal Palace goalkeeper, who I don't even know who he is.
I'm going to go for the I'm going to go for Areola for West Ham United.
Lovely stuff. And then defender to score. Oh, he's going to have to do it at some point. I'm going to go with Dawson for Wolves.
I had Dawson last week. I'm going to go real niche. I'm going to go for Austin Trusty to score for Sheffield United against Bournemouth.
Bloody hell. This is why you lose.
Well, that's a free hit, that is.
You need the bloody 3 points. You should be going for like Van Dijk or people who actually score goals.
All right,
he's acting like he's not 9 points behind.
I'll go for Van Dijk.
There you go. This is how you win.
Trusty! You won't believe it!
I'll tell you what, if Trusty scores, I'll give you the money myself.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. Get involved with Goldbridge as always. What show would you like me to go on if I was to get picked for a celebrity show? The money would have to be massive. I'm talking seven figures.
Bollocks.
I am. I don't think you realise what a meltdown it would be. The content would be great, but we probably wouldn't have
so
a podcast
saying
anymore.
You need a pension pot, basically, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really genuinely think I would just... I can be quite... People might be shocked by this, but I can be quite... Fuck it. And if I got in that headspace, I think I'd be like, I don't care. I just don't want to be anymore.
I'd just have to get rid of the cameras and actually turn
I wouldn't
this
do anything
a...
ism, because I don't agree with any of that, but I would...
I wasn't saying you were.
Well, just look on your face. But I would start saying... Fatism's not a thing, is it?
No, but like, you know, I watched Richard Osman on Steve Bartlett and he was talking about heightism and that really, you know, oh, is it Peter Crouch? You know, that's a thing.
I just think if I was on like Celebrity and, right. you know, like Jenny Bond, the newsreader's there and I'm hungry and she's eating, I'd go, has anyone ever told you, you eat like a pig in a trough? That'd get you cancelled.
That's just not a Jenny Bond criticism. That could have been anyone.
I don't know
how
she eats. She might have adenoid problems.
But she's on the podcast next week.
Yeah. I'm just using it as an example. And that would get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Because people would go, he is sexist. He's got problems with people who eat food.
Yeah.
And actually, it would just be depression.
Yeah. And you'd still be in the hotel. You wouldn't even go to the jungle.
Which is a big cause with people overeating.
Yeah. Right.
Apparently.
And also, I'd have to turn this studio into an actual bar, I think.
Yeah, could make some money. Put me behind the bar.
Yeah,
and tell stories about being a celebrity You get 5 minutes with him for a fiver.
I interviewed Rasmus once.
Yeah,
it was great.
The fall off.
It's going to happen at some point. It happens to everyone, doesn't it?
Yeah, that would have been a good show for the. You know, we had Loz on the other week. Yeah. The kickoff. They could rebrand it as the fall off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really work that well.
Nah, it's not a great branding tool.
No, but it's ironic.
Yeah.
They bounce back.
Bounce back ability, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening. I really enjoyed that show. Hope you did as well. And get in the comments as always. And I can't wait to see what we're doing next week in reaction to this Super Sunday.
I can't wait to see you, Mark.
Bye, everyone. Bye.